When artists need time to do their work, one challenge is shutting off day-to-day disturbances. One place to find the needed time and space to be creative is at an artist's colony. The McDowell Colony in New Hampshire is one of the nation's oldest and best-known artist colonies, and it turns 100 this month. To mark the centennial, NPR's Art Silverman headed north to learn what it takes to eliminate distractions for the sake of art.
No phone, no fax, no friends, no family. Just a cabin in the snowy woods.
Your key should open that door.
Writer Emily Rapoteau lives in New York City.
This will be your home for the next 4 weeks, Emily.
She's come here to work on a novel. She gets a desk, chairs, pencil, and paper. And since this is winter, one more thing.
Ice grippers. It's icy out there, so if you need ice grippers to put on your shoes, you just slip them on.
I don't think
I've
ever worn an ice gripper before.
Yep.
Are they self-explanatory?
They are. They're like rubbers.
The trek from one isolated one-room studio to another is icy, and there's 450 acres to traverse at McDowell.
This is extremely famous piano piece by Edward McDowell called To a Wild Rose that every pianist in the world has played.
Belfast composer Elaine Agnew. 100 years ago, composer Edward McDowell owned this land. He savored its isolation and his ability to get work done here. After his death, his wife Marion encouraged other artists to come, and for the last century, they've come to step outside their daily lives for a short time.
In music terms, there's a fermata, which is a pause, you know. Something's going on, the rhythm stops, like a big chord usually, or a space. And it's a fermata on your life.
Fred Hirsch has had a number of fermatas. He's come back to the McDowell Colony this winter to work on a composition related to the centennial of the colony. There are 32 studios here. Grants from foundations, corporations, and individuals support the cost of running the place. Writers, photographers, composers, filmmakers, sculptors vie for the free studios, famous and unknown alike. Once accepted, an artist can stay as short as a couple weeks or as long as a couple months. Privacy is respected, but collaboration and even discussion is common.
You know, if we're going to do this, I think I should do a visual presentation of Shiraz.
Or do you want to actually do something?
One of the things I found here was the value of this cook stew of thoughts in all these different disciplines.
Screenwriter L.M. Kit Carson. He's back at the McDowell Colony for a second time.
You sit around dinner, talking, or breakfast talking, and then somebody runs off and brings you back some stuff and shows it to you. That, I didn't realize, is part of the magic here. Because people are really open to showing their ass here.
That is nasty. That's wild.
Yes. Were you anticipating the kind of sexual stuff, or were you
looking for it? No, the sexual stuff, for example, this one, I totally have no clue that his hand was there.
But the real conversation at the McDowell Colony is between the artists and what's inside their heads. The gift of solitude means having to drive yourself to do your best. Again, screenwriter Carson.
What it feels like when you write is that you're standing on the ledge of a cliff, your feet are hanging over the edge, and there is an axe between your legs. And your responsibility is to work in that condition without all the time going.
Other artists hover at the edge of playfulness at the McDowell Colony, and it's serious playfulness.
What I'm trying to do right here with this hairdryer is warp each piece slightly.
Quietly spy on what's going on in the various studios, and you could find a sculptor playing with ice.
It's not doing exactly what I had thought. It's doing very different things. And if you come down below it, you can see all of this almost wart-like growth on the bottom.
John Grotti has created a layer cake of ice. Sheets of it are stacked in frames. He's watching the patterns that form as it melts. Sherry Wood plays with sound in her studio.
Somebody, help me, somebody.
There's no such thing as vacation.
These are the recorded voices of people reciting mantras, not the religious kind, but phrases they use to keep their spirits up every day. When she gets back to her home in North Carolina, she has a plan to blast the mantras out of a loudspeaker from the roof of a travel trailer she owns.
Every lightsaber battle must advance the story.
Yes, she can.
These are images of an airplane looking out, airplane window.
Gulnar Adili is playing with pictures.
I took pictures every 3 seconds, so they're kind of close to each other, and they're like slowly changing. I'm really fascinated by it.
And writer Dorinda Clifton is playing with the memories of her own earlier life. She's 77 years old.
The reason I write is I have all these ghosts in my past, and I want to have them tell the story. Then I don't have to live with this story anymore.
Back in the 1960s, Clifton was on a spiritual quest in the Mexican desert. She writes about it in the third person.
The woman is crouching, vomiting, extending her head beyond the edge of the blanket, stuffing mushrooms into her mouth, trying with all her might to stop the wrenching, retching spasms of her fasting body, weeping in fear that her rebelling body will deny her spirit the vision. Finally, no more mushrooms to force down.
By eliminating distractions from the outside, the artists who come to McDowell can reach inside themselves. In fact, there's only one thing that has to be added, lunch. And it's delivered to the studios every day by a man named Blake Tewksbury.
So we're walking toward the studio with a picnic basket. We'll put the basket on the porch outside the studio.
Hi. Thank you very much for lunch.
Getting lunch delivered to your door every day in a picnic basket may seem like an extreme example of courtesy to the outside observer.
Sometimes I'll tell friends, oh, I'm going to the McDowell Colony. Oh, what's that? And why? Can't you do that in your own room?
Composer John Alward says it's easy for a place like this to be underappreciated and misunderstood by non-artists. In his experience, the creative process has always been seen as a luxury by outsiders.
And the big thing, you know, the big thing when I got growing up was, you're a pianist. I always wanted to play the piano. I never had the time. You know, it's like, okay, well, well, neither did I.
Art Silverman, NPR News.
There are pictures of the artists and their work at McDowell at npr.org.
I asked them, why did you give me this big studio? They said, you deserve it. I asked them some other question. They say, you deserve it. I'm sad because I'm going to leave in 4 days.
You could refuse to leave. I'm sure they'd have a lot of trouble getting you.
Well, I've been here 8 weeks. No, I'm going to come back.